Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we of D Generation X Prop, no, I'm just joking. We of the ATSJR Companies, we present to you loudly and proudly the CEO of the D Marie Group of Texas, the lead publicist for not only myself, but also Les Brown, the publicist of many superstars around the world, Deanna Mitchell.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Thank you very much. So tonight, I just want to have a conversation with you guys. I just want to pour into you and encourage you and just get you to understand something. How many times in your life have you heard someone tell you that you're not special? How many times have you believed that you weren't special? How many times have you let a situation in your life define how you viewed yourself? I want to let you know that you are not alone. Trust me on this. You are not alone. We've all had these moments. From childhood to adulthood, we let what others tell us and we let situations define what makes us special. I want to tell you that what you've been told and what you believe in your situation does not define what makes you special. It does not define you. You are special, and this is why you're special. You were created. When you were created with a purpose that only you can fulfill. That makes you different. That makes you special. No one else can do what you do. You were created with dreams that no one else can create. You were created to change the lives of those around you. You have to be special in order to fulfill your purpose and create your dreams. You are special because you aren't afraid to go after your dreams. You decided to take what's burning inside of you and create a vehicle to deliver it to the world. That makes you special because you have to be strong when you go after your dreams. You are the one, and because you are willing to be fearless, that makes you special. When you heard someone telling you that you weren't special, that wasn't meant for you. That was meant to detour you from your purpose. That was meant to stop you in your tracks. And you are special because you didn't let what they told you hold you back. You are special because you are you. Every loud laugh, every talkative moment, every bold step, every crazy idea, every smile, every hug, every freckle, every dimple, you are special because you are you. No one else can be you. You're not special. You are special because you are different from what the usual is. So mediocrity is not for you. That model that you were taught as a child is not for you. Settling for what's easy is not for you. Not going after your dream is not for you. You are special because you are better. Not better in a conceited way, but better than normal. You are better than the last generation of your family. You are better than you were 2 years ago. You are better than that abusive relationship. You are better than self-doubt. You are better than your low self-esteem. You are better than every negative word you've ever heard. You are better because you are greater. You are special because you are greater. You are greater than yourself. You are greater than your everyday problem. You are greater because you will die before you give up on your dreams. You are greater because what you are doing is actually changing the lives of those around you. You are greater because you have people following you and watching you and molding their lives after you. You are special because who else is going to do it? Who else is going to fulfill your purpose? Who else is going to live your dreams? Who else is going to teach you to teach what you can teach? Who else is going to change lives of hundreds of thousands of people just because you exist? You are special. You're not special. You're special because you breathe, and that is what makes you special. I want to thank everyone for calling in tonight again. I just wanted to pour into you this evening. I just wanted you to understand what took me so long to understand. You are special because you are you. You are special because there's something that only you can do on this earth. You are special because when you walk in a room, you may not see it, but the others around you smile because they're happy you're there. You're special because you can change the path of your family's lineage. You are special because no matter what, you're here. You are special. Please never forget that. Your dreams won't exist without you. And your dreams are what makes you special. So I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. And Tony, I'm finished.
Well, whew, that was that was very empathetically heart-wrenching and much needed. much needed. So before I open it up for Q&A, I'm going to ask you a question, and then we'll open it up to Q&A.
Okay.
Why was this message so important for you to tell the world?
I grew up in a loving family. I did. I grew up normal. But within me, there was always something burning, telling me that I'm different, telling me that I'm better than this, telling me that I'm greater than this. And I looked up the definition of special before I started. And the definition of special is better, greater, or otherwise different from what is usual. I was told I was weird as a child. I was told I was different. I was told I was goofy. I was told I talked too much. I was told to be quiet. I was told that what I was dreaming was too big. I was told that I would never make it doing whatever I wanted to do. I was told to be safe. I was told to be secure. I was told to follow the model. And when you're told all these things, it molds you in a way that makes you feel like you're not special. Because if I was special, you would help me reach my goals. If I was special, you would actually tell me I was special. If I was special, you would help me, and you would tell me that nothing is impossible. If I was special, you would let me be different. If I was special, you would let me be me. If I was special, you would allow me to express myself, therefore helping the next person because now they understand, oh, it's okay to be myself. It's okay to be me. And growing up like that, you develop complexes, low self-esteem. You develop self-doubt. You develop a negative self-talk. This was so important to me to share tonight because on this journey that I'm on, I've come across so many wonderful people, and I realized we've all grown up with something that has been said or done or a perspective that we've gained that has changed how we felt about ourselves, and we don't think we're special. But in order to do what we do, we have to be special because we were given a purpose. We were given a reason when we got here. And if you don't fulfill that purpose, if you don't fulfill that, you're just mediocre. And that's not what we're meant to be. We're meant to be special. We're meant to be different. We're meant to be greater. Because we're meant to show the next person that it's possible. And that's the only way to heal an entire generation. That's the only way to heal an entire world, is for everyone to understand that, no, what you were told as a child does not define you. You are special. No, what was done to you as a child and a young adult does not define who you are. You are special. That's why it means so much to me, because I had to, in writing this, I had to talk to myself. I had to tell myself, Deanna, you got this. Because I had that self-conversation. I had that negative self-conversation. How can you write on being special when you don't think you're special yourself? And so in the process of writing this, I had to talk to myself. And I don't ever want anybody to ever have to talk their way to special. I want everybody to understand that they are special. And that's why it was important to me.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it here first, at least first for today. You are special. We'll open it up now for the Q&A. We'll unmute the lines, and all of you will be able to ask questions. Or even just pour it into. I see we got Reverend Bryant Johnson up first, and we are live. Let's roll.
Hello, 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 guys. First, I have a comment and a question. First, let me say, awesome job, Deanna. That was super dynamic, and it was all heartfelt knowledge. So, yeah, that was great. And here's a question. For someone who's surrounded in, let's say, a family, and they kind of experience what you experience of not never being told they're special, other than how you did it, other than telling themselves and other than writing it down, what steps did you take into you getting to the point to where you realized you were special? Like, how did you get to the point of you realizing you were special?
We all have that thing that burns in us when we're someplace we're not supposed to be. I got to a point where that burning started to hurt. I didn't realize I was special until I acted on that burning that was inside of me. And I reached out to someone who I saw was living, who I saw was moving. And once I got in contact with that person, they just poured into me. It's hard to see when you don't have it. It's hard to see when that's all you've been told. But when you're around a group of people that accept you for who you are, they'll pour into you. And when they pour into you, they're going to pour that into you that you are special, that you have a purpose. And they will help you pull out of you that burning that's in you. Also, listen to the people outside of the ones telling you you're not special. Because you're going to attract someone who's going to come up to you and say, there's just something about you that's different. You're special. Let me help you. Or pay attention to the conversations that you have outside of the ones that are telling you you're not special. Because those conversations will help guide you to where you need to go. I hope that helped answer your question.
Oh, yeah, you did a dynamic job. I hope it actually helped someone so they can realize how special they are. Thank you. That was awesome. I needed that encouragement and that uplifting today. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, Deanna, from here, I'll let you run your own Q&A. I'll be quiet. Oh. You ask next questions, and I'll just be getting poured into.
Okay, so does anybody else have any questions or comments that they would like to make?
Hey, Deanna.
Hi, Chris.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I needed to hear that. I needed to receive that. I need to believe that. You gave me a new definition of the word special, and I used to not like that word because growing up I was told I was special, but in a different way, for a different purpose. And I've always had that word special. I didn't like that word. So you gave me a different definition of something that I can actually use now, and it gave me a little freedom. It gave me a lot of freedom. So I just want to say thank you, and I love you.
Thank you, and I love you too. Does anyone else have any questions or comments?
Hello. Hey, Deanna.
Yes. Hey.
First, I wanted to tell you that you did an awesome job. I wanted to thank you and commend you for your transparency. You bared your soul, and that's not easy to do. And so I wanted to thank you for trusting us with that. Two things that you said that really, really helped me. One was you helped me with a new affirmation. I am better because I am greater. And for me, growing up, special was not an issue. But me defining my own special was, because I despised the Shannon that everybody else thought was special. And so this affirmation is going to help me go further in my growth. I am better because I am greater. Because I try to squinch my special because it's gotten me in so many different situations that I never like to be in. So thank you for that. And then the other one was, you said, who else is going to be you? You are special because nobody else can be you. And so I wrote that down. Who else is going to be me? Who else is going to be Shannon? There's not a person on this earth that can be me but me, and that makes me special. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I don't have a question. You just gave me a bunch of nuggets to push me further in my growth journey. So thank you very much. I love you, and you did a great job.
Thank you, Professor. I love you, and I appreciate you so much. And I thank you because a lot of my growth is contributed to you. So thank you as well.
You are very welcome, my dear.
Business partner.
What's up, Alfred Gale?
Well, you did it again, like I knew you would. You did an excellent job. Because you poured you out tonight, and you let everybody see Deanna tonight, and nobody can beat you being you. So you showed us what you told us. Tonight, the tongue in your mouth, that's the tongue in your shoe. And so you did that tonight. I am very proud of you, as always, and keep up the good work, partner. Love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know.
Deanna, what did she say? The tongue in your mouth did what?
The tongue in your mouth
is the tug of your shoe. Yeah, thank you, because I was about to
That's the old school. That's the old school. That's old folks say. Your mouth is you now walking what you talk about.
Oh, Grace.
She hit y'all with the old school.
Thank you.
I received that.
I received that too. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Grace. You have no clue what that means.
Again, for you two, the tongue in your mouth matches the tongue in your shoe.
Thank you. I receive that, and that means a lot. You have absolutely no clue. Thank you. Okay, does anybody else have any comments or questions?
I did, but maybe I should have went before Grace did because, you know, whatever. I just want to say you did phenomenal for someone who is concerned how to follow up people. You stood in your own lane and you shined the way you were supposed to shine. So thank you for giving us the gift that is Deanna and keep giving her to us because she is needed and she is necessary. So thanks for pouring out your heart and soul to us because that message is going to change lives. So keep doing what you do.
Thank you, Boss Lady. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You have no clue. Watching you has helped me tremendously, so I thank you for being a new model for me as well. Thank you for letting me know that that model is not the only model. So thank you. Does anybody else have any questions or comments? Okay, Mr. Antonio, I think we're all done for the evening. I don't think anyone else has any calls or comments. I mean, questions.
Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say that the Reverend Brian Johnson is next week, Tuesday, at this same time. This has been this call was powerful. I have nothing to say, but I'm going to piggyback off of both what Shannon and Tip, well, everybody said it. You exposed you, and a lot of people needed it. Close us out, Deanna. Close us out.
Whatever you do in life, remember you are special. You are the only one who can do it. You are the only one who was given that purpose to do. Stay special because there's somebody watching you. And you never know what message you're delivering to them. So as long as you remember you're special, you will let the next person know, okay, I'm special too because I'm me. I thank every last one of y'all for coming out. I thank every last one of y'all for calling in. Y'all have a wonderful evening, and remember, you are special because you breathe in. Everyone have a wonderful night. God bless you, and good night.